Paul Plummer.
Yeah, hi, David?
Yes.
Hi, David, it's Jesse with Local Splash.
Hey, yeah, so I got two things. One is I'm not going to get the insurance because it's too expensive. They want almost $3,000. And two is for what you're trying to charge me, $250 for, I can do it myself. I looked on it yesterday, and I can do it myself.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can definitely go ahead and submit it, but I've seen a lot of people get denied trying to do it themselves, and once you're denied, you can never do it. So
that's not true. That's not true. I know. And that's another thing. Your other partner lied to me. He said that you only pick one person in your area. There's six of my friends that are plumbers are all on there. So he started off lying to me from the beginning.
No, no. So David, we're not working with any of them. So we
no,
only
you're not
work
working.
With
no, he said you guys only pick one in the area. I mean, it doesn't matter who does it.
Our company only works with one business per industry per area. So we don't work with more than one business at a time in a particular area.
Okay, but let me ask you this question. Let me ask you a question. What is the difference between me doing it and you doing it that you will go through and I won't?
Well, like I said, we take care of the submission process for you.
Is a background check and insurance. That's it.
Well, I have seen people get denied. I mean, even an electrician.
If it's going to get denied, it's going to get denied to you, and I just wasted $250. I'd rather get it denied to myself and don't waste no money.
Okay. Well, look at it, David. All I was trying to do was help. I mean,
no,
I signed
up. No, I'm just sitting there saying it's like if people are selling stuff that, I mean, it kills me when people sell stuff that's out there free and they just turn around and sell it.
I mean, like I said, I have seen people get denied, and I don't know where you heard that, but once you get denied, you can't do it again. I mean, you can make another account, but you won't get any traction on it. It will never go up.
Well, the only way you can get denied is if you fail your background check, and if you fail your background check, you're going to lose
your license
anyway.
But then it's also through the management of it, and I have seen people get also kicked off of Google Guaranteed for that as well. So we manage all of your leads. So, again, if you had any disqualified leads, then we would take care of that automatically. You don't have to worry about fighting back for a credit or anything like that. So it's all in the management of Google Guaranteed, which can be a little bit more difficult. I mean, you know, it's like even Google Ads. You can do that yourself, but I see plenty of people not successful with it because they have no idea how to manage it.
Well, I do. I've done it before, and I don't use it because I'm not gonna bid on the keyword plumber for $100-some a click. I've done that. I've actually spent $500 in 10 minutes on clicks. That's why I don't mess with it. I mean, I probably know more than half of your people you work with well on SEO. I mean, I've done all my SEO work and all that stuff before. Mm-hmm. I do web pages. I've done Google clicks. I set up that. I set up my Google My Business. I hired, like I said, Townsquare the other day. They tried to tell me it's going to take me 6 months to get me noticed. Okay, I'm getting calls every day now, and I've been working on my SEO for maybe a week now, and I'm getting called all day long.
Okay.
I'm already on the front page of the maps.
Okay. I mean, awesome. I mean, all I really want for your business is to be successful.
I thought you guys had something new and different, but that wasn't. I mean, I already know what the Google Guarantee is. Like I said, half the plumbers around here are on there. Even my old boss, he's on there too. So, I mean, I already knew about that. I thought it was something different that you guys had going.
I mean, it is different from any other company offering that service. So, I mean, a lot of SEO companies are not managing that yet. Because it is a fairly new thing, but we've been working with the Google Guaranteed for about a year now, and I mean, it is constantly changing service. So, I mean, you just never know when something might change.
Yeah, but what's your month? What do you charge for? Let me ask you the question. Like you said, you maintain it. What do you charge monthly?
Well, I told you the cost per lead.
I know the cost per lead. I'm going to pay that with them regardless, too.
Right. So you're asking like our service fee?
Yeah, your service fee each month.
Well, it's just in the lead cost that I gave you. So that's included with the lead cost.
So then basically, if I'm getting the leads from them, they're going to charge me less than what you're charging per lead.
I mean, they might. I've actually heard of people paying more. I don't know why, but we're able to manage that to make it so it's that lead cost that we give you. But I have heard of people paying more.
I mean, I'm not just really out of the thing. My thing is, I can't bite on paying $3,000. Three companies wanted $7,000 a year for insurance.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's retarded. That's one of my problems right there. For $7,000, I can put that in and heck a hell of a SEO company going for $7,000. You know what I'm saying? I can buy my way onto the front page. It is something we don't even have to really have. That's what's getting me with Google is why are we required when it's not required by the state to have the insurance?
It's not something that we require, right? It's just Google guarantees.
No, I know.
Different
Google. You said Google does. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for $7,000, you could get, you know, 2-year package with us.
I know. That's what I'm sitting there saying. It's crazy for that $7,000. Like I told him, I said, for $7,000, I mean, I'm not even working that much. I mean, I just work part time and stuff like that. I mean, I'll be spending more on insurance than I probably bring in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. So, I mean, like I said, I actually went on to the thing and I got to the far as even filling out all my stuff. All I had to really do is submit the insurance and my ID and I'd be done with it. But it's like, when I got to the insurance, it's like, you know what? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that is. I'm sorry.
I even put it down where I'm only working like part time, and I'm only my total income for the year would only be like $20,000. No, actually, I put it all the way down to $6,000 that I'd be making for the year, and then they want to charge me. That's more than workman's comp insurance.
Yeah. I mean, at least you looked, right? You know, found out it wasn't worth it. I appreciate you answering the call. You know,
I'm not through with it yet. I'm still interested in it, whether I do it by myself or you. Like I said, there's no way I'm going to pay that much in insurance. The most I'll pay is probably $15,000 to $2,000 a year. That's most I would pay. Other than that, then I wouldn't do it because other than that, I mean, if I, for $7,000, that's $500 or $600 a month. I can have an SEO company do my work for me and you know what I'm saying? Without even having to use Google Guarantee. Trying to do what makes sense.
I just really like
a big company. I work by myself. I have no employees, no nothing. I do everything by myself.
Absolutely. The only reason I suggested it, David, is because it was something more guaranteed than what you had been doing.
I think it's a great idea because right now, I use Networks and Home Advisor, and I mean, I've went through $500 this month with Networks, and I got 2 calls. I've only spoken to 2 people with $500, and these are like $40, $60 a lead. And I don't even when I call them, there's no one on the other end ever.
Yeah.
So I want to do it. You know what? I tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. If I can find, or if you can even find someone that does better insurance and let me know and I'll look for it, I'll use you. Cause I really don't want the hassle of having to send all this stuff in anymore and keep up with it. I'd rather, if you're going to be the same price, it's only charging me with the lead prices like that, then I'll stay with you. If you can check around, maybe if you know anybody that does the insurance and stuff.
I don't know anybody, but I can definitely like look. I mean, you know, that's not a problem.
I don't mind spending $2,000 a year. Cause I mean, it's kind of like car insurance, you know, I mean, less than car insurance. I mean, at least a car, I mean, you have somebody's going to run you over and that's the only thing I'm worried about. I mean, with my plumbing, it's like 90% of my work is outside. So I'm not damaging people's houses and stuff like that. So
I'm not saying
you cut it down for me. I'm just saying if you hear somebody that has a cheaper, that has pretty cheap insurance or something like that, let me know. And I mean, I'll definitely, I would say right now, go ahead and sign. Yeah, but we can't do anything until I get the insurance anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you looked for the $1 million insurance policy, and that was what they gave you was $3,000?
$7,000.
For that particular one?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
$7,000 a year. Yeah.
California,
that's what I was laughing
at. So crazy.
I mean, it's like, that's, I mean, workman's comp is not even that expensive. And that's one of your highest insurance, so I don't know where they, I mean, I was actually asking guys, because I had one company that was a little bit, it was cheaper. One company was $2,000. I'm still waiting on them to call me back. And so I asked the guy, I said, how do you honestly justify you being $5,000 higher than anybody else?
Yeah. And what did he say?
Well, it's an underwriting company, so but he's basically probably a broker, and they're probably charging 2, and he's charging 5.
Yeah.
That's what I figured, because he got offended after that and didn't really want to talk no more. I said, well, that's way. I said, if you guys were $1,000 higher or even $15 or like that, but $5,000 higher, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is, I mean, I wish, you know, I'd say your best bet would probably be to talk to, it sounds like you know a lot of plumbers. And did any of them give you any suggestions?
No, because a lot of people don't have them because we're not required for it. Well, okay. The only place that really do it is like bigger companies that have like, because they have a bunch of like plumbers that come in and out there, and there's like helpers and stuff, and so they'll get it just in case. But all my guys, we've been plumbing for 25 years. We don't get it because we know we're not going to tear no one's house, but we do our work right.
Right. But you said you knew the people that were on Google Guaranteed, like personally?
Yeah. I know a lot of them that are on Google Guaranteed. But they've been on it for a while and stuff.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with Google Guaranteed. Like I was saying, it's like a constantly changing service since it's kind of newer. It's like only a couple of years old. So
yeah,
there are a few people that got into Google Guaranteed, you know, at points when maybe they weren't requiring insurance, but they changed those things. And then even sometimes those people that got in that weren't required insurance get kicked off. So it's just one of those things that it's better to have all your ducks in a row and, you know, have the full service than to, like, potentially be kicked off and have to do it anyway, right?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I thought you were talking about that they're going to charge me the lease fee, and then I'm going to be paying you guys a fee, too. I'm like, why would I do that if I can still get the lease without that? But if your guys' service is in the same price as the lease fee, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't have to do it.
We do have a service fee, David. Like, I only work here because I believe in transparency, right? Like, we do have a service fee, but it's already included in the lead price that I gave you. So,
yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's still half the price of what I'm paying for leads. My average lead, per lead average is $45 to $60.
Wow, that's crazy.
And that's no guarantee that I'm ever going to speak to anybody.
Well, just if you wanted to know, just, you know, for your reference, you know, if you did want to do SEO with us, you know, I know you're not too pumped on the idea, and it sounds like you're doing all right yourself, but just to give you pricing on that so you have an idea, if you wanted to do it, you know, month to month, I could do it for $249 with a $99 setup fee. If you wanted to do it for the year with Google Ads even included, it's like $2,700 for the year.
That'd be probably something more I might do is like that for the whole year, $2,700 for the lead instead of the service.
Yeah. Well, say that one more time.
I said that's what I would probably try to see is the whole thing that's like the $2,700 for the year for the leads and the service. Because that's the way I don't have to deal with it.
Well, so the $2,700 doesn't include the Google Guaranteed. That would just be for Google Ads, for the map section of Google, for, you know, maintaining your online.
Yeah, well, see, I already got all that. If you look
right
on my thing, I have six of my Google My Business ads running right now. I mean, not ads, but I'm in there already.
Yeah, that's, I was just letting you know about it just to give you a reference of pricing. You know,
I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Well, the great thing with the Google Ads and the management for that price for the year is that it gets you there all year long. So the thing with Google Ads that's kind of an issue, like you were just saying, you know, they're costly per click, but what we're able to do is get you in at the times that are most prevalent, so that are being, like, looked on the most. We have all the analytics for that. So we manage your lead, your Google Ads spend for the month, so you don't go over that. So you can
what state are you in?
We're in California. We're in Orange County.
Yes, and because out here, I mean, where I'm at is like the clicks. I mean, no matter what, I've tried it several different times, and I can't never get like even the bid. Like just the word plumber normally runs over $100 a click.
Yeah.
Drain
clean, really?
Same thing. Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh,
drain
I didn't
clean
know
is
that.
Like $80 a click.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I thought, I mean, because typically clicks, I know they've gone up in price, but typically in clicks, they're like between 10 and, you know, I've heard of 30, but I've never heard of that much.
Oh, wow. There I jump on it. It was 10 or 30. No, I think the first time I ever started this was 2013 when I opened my business. That's how I started with Google clicks and stuff like that. And I was still paying anywhere between $60 and $90 a click.
Wow.
For plumbing, drain cleaning, them keywords.
Wow, that's absolutely insane. That's crazy.
Yeah. The day I looked at it, and I spent in 15 minutes $500. I turned it off, and I got away from it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it may not be the best fit then if it's that expensive. I just wouldn't have any idea exactly how expensive it is in that area. It's something that I would have to look or have the, you know, account manager.
Yeah, it's really bad over here in this area, LA area and stuff like that. There's probably 30,000 plumbers here. I mean, it's ridiculous. And everything. The problem is, a lot of the problem is too, is like, if you go online and look at people's web pages, cause, I mean, if you know anything about the plumbing and license and stuff like that, on your web page, you have to have your license number. Your truck's gotta be licensed with the name and phone number on there. There's so many non-licensed companies that advertise and stuff that are not supposed to be doing, and that's what's messing it up. I looked the other day, I mean, actually, I turned in 30 of them to the, public, building and safety last week.
Okay. Okay.
Because matter of fact, where I'm renting at right now, I just started renting here because I just moved back from Oklahoma, and they're turning the garage into an ADU. They got a bunch of, Mexicans working in there. Not even legal. They're not, the homeowner's pulling the permit. They're doing all the work completely wrong. But the bad thing about it is inspectors are coming and passing. They're not asking them for license and nothing. They're just walking in, signing the paper, and walking out. And I'm looking with my jaw wide open saying, how in the hell are they passing me? It's completely wrong.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably paying them off, wouldn't you think? Like, that's,
yeah,
you know.
It was crazy. But yeah, so I turned it in. I'm going to wait till he comes on the final. And when he comes on the final, I'm going to get his name, and I'm going to tell him, you just screwed up, so I'm turning you in. And I'm going to turn him into the state.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, you know, it's not right for people to be getting away with things.
Yeah, the problem is just like, for instance, all right, so that she had 5 bids. Every other bid was 80 to 100,000. They're doing it for 50.
Really?
And that's why, because it's all cheap material. Matter of fact, I had to call the lady, and I had to fix 3 gas leaks that they had from running, tying into the gas line to the original house. I had to fix that, and I had to fix 2 other things that were messing up me for living where I'm at because they were doing it wrong.
Oh, God, really? So these were people that contacted you after they did it wrong, or you just...
No. So it's the homeowner, because I'm renting the house part, and they're turning the garage into an ADU apartment.
Okay.
So they're tying into, like, through the attic and stuff like that, to the gas and stuff like that, and through the electrical and stuff like that, and they're not doing it right, and it was leaking gas, so I had to fix that, and then they put a tankless heater, they didn't put none of the condensation drain lines, so it was just running all over the floors.
Wow.
And they didn't, and the contractor, I mean, the inspector said nothing. They passed us.
Super dangerous.
Yeah, I'm kind of just walking. I'm sitting there, I shouldn't be doing it, but I'm sitting there fixing all the little stuff that I just see right off the bat that's wrong.
Oh, wow. I mean, that could be potentially super dangerous, though, right? Like, something could explode.
Oh, yeah, it can blow your house up or something like that. Yeah, that's what I told her. That's the reason I do it, because they have a tankless heater off the ground. It's like, it's about head high, and then there's no TMP line where it's supposed to run all the way down to the ground. That way, if it overheats, it blows hot water. And my kids are out there playing, and it does. It blows all over them.
Wow. That's scary. That's super.
Yeah, so that's what I'm fixing all that little stuff when I see it, because my kids are out there playing. And
yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm glad you took care of it. You know, at least you caught it. I mean, I'm sure you could smell it, too, though, right?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, you could smell the gas leak, and it was up in the attic, and then it was in that room. There's like 3 different leaks in there. And it's like he calls himself a contractor. I told my wife the other day, he's lucky I haven't just grabbed him and drug him to the building safety office and turned him in that way.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's doing horrible work.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm only going to be here about, I rented the house, and that's the problem is I rented the house up front for a year, so I paid $58,000 when I moved in for the year up front. So I'm stuck here until the year's out.
Oh. Wow. Well, that's, I mean, I feel like that's not actually bad these days. $58,000.
What's sad is I moved to Oklahoma, and I was out there for a year, but I didn't like it. But I bought 6 acres of land. I had a big bass pond right in front of my house. I just walked out and went out there and went fishing. Had a brand new house built. It was a little over 2,020 square foot. I paid less than $200,000 for all of it.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I mean,
yeah.
That doesn't happen here.
No, it don't. Yeah. It don't happen here at all.
I've lived in California my whole life. So I've
My wife's the same way too. I had two heart attacks last year, so I was supposed to retire. So I sold my house out here and I moved out there. But then come to find out, it wasn't my heart; it was just my arteries clogged up. So I was able to get that done and go back to work. So I worked out there for a little while, but I was like, it's so hard to open a business out there. You have to go through it all again. And then my wife's a school teacher, so she went from making $90,000 a year out here to $2,000 a month out there. So I told us, you know what, let's just sell it, go back to work. So that's what we did.
Yeah. My grandma was a teacher. I do know that after some time, they get paid better here, but starting out, it's not always the greatest.
No, it's good. She's been teaching out here for 26 years, and when we came back for this year, she signed back up because she wasn't gone long enough, so she got all her stuff again. So she got $96,000 a year plus full medical for the whole family.
Yeah, I know. My grandma, she made good money. They ended up giving her a golden handshake because, you know, she was just making too much. So they're like, retire.
And what's good about it is they get it for the rest of their life. So they're making $6,000-$8,000 a year, I mean a month plus insurance. When they retire, they get that the rest of their life. It's like great.
Yes, I know. After she passed away, I like found some things for her taxes and found out how much she was making. I just couldn't even believe it. You know, she didn't live like she made that much. You know.
Yeah.
But she was just like teachers, you know, they always want to take care of everybody else but themselves. You know, that's kind of,
I'd say
most teachers are like that. They're just very caring people, you know. But
hey, so let me ask you a question on this one thing too. Like, I definitely gonna go with you probably by the end of the day. I'm gonna call that one insurance company back that was 2000. But one question I have too, because I started doing the background check and all that stuff. When it came to the license, now is it going to matter because I still have my Oklahoma license because I just moved back here like a couple months ago?
Oh, yeah.
It's
so
an Oklahoma driver's license.
Like a driver's license? No, the driver's license.
Yeah, my driver's license is still Oklahoma.
No, that doesn't matter.
Okay, my contractor's license and all that, I already renewed it. It's good until 2025 now, but it's all California.
Yeah, that's the only thing that matters. Your actual driver's license doesn't matter. Just the licensing for the area, it has to be a CA plumber contractor license, C36885165556, whatever, all of that. So it looks like that's what's needed.
Do me a favor then. If you can send me an email, all I need to send you, and then I'll go ahead and send it to you today, and then I'll work on that insurance. Because, I'm sure I can find it a lot cheaper than $7,000. I mean, even if I have to pay $3,000, I mean, technically, I'll get my money back. I mean, I went on one call the other night, and it was $6,000. So, I mean, I can get my money back. I just hate to say it because I know it's not worth it. But I want to do this a lot because, I mean, I want to
well,
get
so I'm just interested too, David. You said you were doing this part-time. Are you planning on doing it, like, more full-time?
Yes. Well, yeah, once I get everything going again, because, like I said, before I left, like, I moved, so I was gone for a year. And so from 2013 to 2000, right after COVID came, like that, I was doing probably about $500,000 or $600,000 a year.
Okay.
And then what happened was, is like, I have over 7,000 customers, but I told them all that I was retiring and I was leaving. So when I come back, I don't have my old original phone number anymore. I tried for like 6 months to get it back, but it's AT&T has it somewhere in an iPad somewhere, so they can't touch it. So I'm having to start over. So it's basically like part time because I'm not getting the calls that I need.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't want to work like I used to. I mean, I used to work 7 days a week, but I don't want to do that. I mean, I'll work like Monday through Friday. I don't want to work weekends. Like right now, because I'm just getting going. Like Saturday night, I was out to 10 o'clock at night, and then yesterday I was out working yesterday again too because I'm taking the calls that are coming in. But it seems like it's like they think I'm part time because I'm working nights and weekends now.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but no, I want to get busier because I have a couple good people. If I could ever get it where it's steady, where I'm getting work in and calls in steady, I could actually hire another person or two people, and then I don't have to actually work.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's really what I want to do for you is help you to be able to do it full time.
Yeah.
As far as the application, so after you do the 250, then it just automatically sends the application. Okay. So that I can do that after. But I mean, I can tell you just kind of basically what's on it. It's just, you know, like, you send your address, or you type in your address, when you were, when your business started, your EIN, number for your business.
Now, do I have to have that one? Cause I don't use an EIN. I use a sole proprietor, so I just use my social. I've done that for the last 10 years. So can I just
not everybody? Yeah, just your social is fine. Your okay. expiration of your licensing, so stuff like that. If you're BBB accredited, you know, it's optional. But yes, so just that's it's just basics. It's very easy. Probably take you like, you know, maybe 10 minutes to fill it all out. So
okay.
And then you send it in and we start the process of submitting everything. And then your website. So let me ask you this, too, because with the Google Guaranteed program, it does include a fully customized website. I know you have this GoDaddy website right here. Are you, like, really attached to your website? Or
yeah, I actually built this one, and it's actually real, it's working really good. I mean, I got word, like, just from, because I optimize it every day. I mean, like, I know how SEO works. It's the more time you spend on it, the higher the search engine decline. So I literally spend 2 to 3 hours every single day on my web page, SEOing it, adding keywords and refreshing everything. And it's like, if I go on and put plumber in Chatsworth, drain cleaner in Chatsworth, hydrogen in Chatsworth, it pulls me up. So it's actually it's really optimized and really good.
Well, I mean, I guess I would say the benefit in getting a website with us here is just, you know, you could take more time focusing on your business, and we would be able to do that for you. So we, you know, optimize, manage, maintain the website. It's 100% Google compliant. But I did just text you kind of an example of a website that we could do. I mean, it's just included. So you're not charged anything extra to have it.
Because yeah, like with Townsquare, I spent $500, and theirs was horrible.
Well, so yeah, that's why I wanted to send you an example just so you could see if you like it or not. But in the text I sent you, it says Morgan Electric CA. So that's just an example of a client website. It's not an actual client. It's just an example of one. So,
gotcha.
And because you have a GoDaddy site, we can still use your domain name. So you don't have to change it or anything.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So let me go ahead and do this then. Cause like I said, I want to go ahead and do this. So I'm going to give you my card number. I'm going to go ahead and sign up for the 250. It might take me a day or two to get the insurance stuff going.
Okay. Okay. All right. We can do that. So, David, I'm just going to need to get some basics about, just ask some basic questions and just fill out some information real quick. So what's your last name?
Carty, K-A-R-T-Y. Okay.
And then what's the I don't have your email yet. What's the best email for you?
It's my name, David Carty, at AOL.com.
Okay. And I'll send you a email just of, you know, the Google Guaranteed program, but just so you have my email. So I'm always a resource here for you, David. So, I mean, you know, you'll have your account management team through Google Guaranteed in our office here. But, you know, I'm still here if you need something escalated or have a question or whatever it may be. I mean, you already have my extension and phone number, but it's also included in the email. So you can, you know, get me at email or text or call me, whatever it may be, whatever you need quicker. I'm here for you, okay?
Okay.
So now, is the best address for you, is it going to be the 10121 Hillview Avenue?
No, I have that for, because that's where I started my business, so I keep that for any of my advertising, because that's my area where all my customers are, and I get a lot of work out of that area. But my billing address and where I live is actually 19945 Bryant Street in Winnetka, California.
Okay. Where is Winnetka? I don't think I've ever heard of Winnetka.
It's in San Fernando Valley. It's probably 10 miles from Chatsworth.
Okay, so it's still part of L.A., though, L.A. County?
Yeah, it's all in the valley here. There's just some zip codes in this valley. But Woodland Hills, Chatsworth, and all that's where I started at, and that's where all my customers are at. So I try to target that area because they're not rich people, but they have money and they don't mind spending it.
Yeah, I get that. That's, you know, there's definitely a lot of good spots in LA for that. So, for sure. So I pretty much, actually, in our phone call, we almost went over everything, but now, what are going to be your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
Just put down 24 hours a day.
Okay. And
I don't work 24 hours a day, but, I mean, I will take the calls.
Okay, okay. And then, the only other thing that we didn't go over is, the background check is going to be coming from a third party, so it'll be coming from a company called Evident ID or Pinkerton. We don't have any, you know, say in which one it is. So just in like a week or something, just look out for an email from either Pinkerton or Evident ID. So it won't be coming from our company or from Google, just so you know. Otherwise, I pretty much have all of your information. So let's go ahead and put this in. 1 second. All right. 1 second here. Do you have a job you're going to here pretty soon, or?
Yeah, I got one from yesterday. I went and looked yesterday, and it's funny actually because I don't really normally work on it. It's a pool pump, the PVC pipe busted on it, and so I went over and shut the pumps down so they wouldn't pump it out, and I told her to come back today. I normally don't work on pool stuff. My brother, he's actually a pool contractor, so I told her. She was nice today. I said, I'll come back and do it.
Okay. All right. Well, good. It's always, you know, better to be busy than bored, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, perfect. So I have all your information. So are you going to be using a Visa, Amex, MasterCard,
Visa.
Or Discover? Okay,
Visa.
Perfect. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
It's 4833-1602-6912-3326.
Okay, and then the expiration?
Is 628.
Okay, and then the security code on the back?
959.
Okay, perfect. So I'm updating and processing the payment for the 250. The only last thing that I need from, well, two last things. First, I need you to just sign our terms, which is just everything that we discussed in writing. And then I'm going to set you up for a client interview with the Google Guarantee team, just, you know, basically to go over the application if you have any questions or anything like that. I suggest getting it turned in before your client interview if you can, just because it'll make the process go much quicker. So I'll set up that client interview with you and then have you sign our terms right now. So you should have received a text message. Do you see a text that says, David, thank you for choosing Local Splash? Okay, perfect. So if you could do me a favor and open that up, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
All right, I'm here.
So now what's included is the Google Guarantee. So, and the advanced reporting and live client support. So, I mean, everything else that we have here, you can upgrade to, you know, at any given point, but what you're purchasing is Google guaranteed. So you can take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, just scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
All right.
Okay, perfect. Did it take you to a username and login?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. David, you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just keep a lookout for that. They'll email you and text you. So let's go ahead and set up your client interview real quick. Hold on. Let me see what's available here. So we can do from 8 to 9 tomorrow, especially since you're going to work on getting the insurance today. So does 8 to 9 tomorrow work for you?
Yeah, it's all.
Okay, perfect. So the whole call's not going to last an hour, David. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Okay.
So, hey, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. I know you're really going to love this program and what it's going to do for your company. Now, the one last thing I had wanted to ask, do you want the website that we can make for you? What are you thinking on that?
I didn't look at it yet.
Okay. I'll just put in the notes maybe, and you can take a look at it and let them know in your client interview tomorrow if that's something you want to do or not.
Yeah.
Okay?
Can you do me a favor? Can you email me just the web address to say two plumbing companies that you guys work with that you built their web pages so I can just look at their web page?
Sure. I'd have to ask the team real quick what like another plumbing company because it's not like something I have on hand.
I'll just have one of their domains. I can just look it up. I mean, it ain't like you have to have any permission or nothing like that. Cause I mean, it's to get to their webpage. So it's just their advertising. I just want to see, cause I mean, I've had so many people sit there and say they can do this webpage, this and this and this. And then when I see it, it's like, no. So I want to see exactly kind of what it looks like.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. I'll go ahead and ask them for that information. I'll definitely get that over to you by today. I'm also just that the application has been texted to you, but I'll go ahead and email that to you as well, just so you can look at it from a computer or whatever you want. hold on 1 second. Let me go ahead and just email that to you over right now. 1 second here. And then other than that, David, did you have any questions at all or anything I can help with?
No, not yet. I haven't read through this stuff yet. Once I read through it.
Sure, no problem. Well, you can absolutely go ahead and, you know, text me, call me, email me, whatever you need. If you think of anything before your client interview tomorrow that you need help with, I know what's needed for the application, but I mean, it's best if you have any questions about the application to wait for your client interview. But other than that, I mean, you're definitely welcome to call me or text me or email me if you need anything, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. All right, David. Well, I'm super excited for you, and, I'll definitely get on getting those websites and sending them over to you before the end of day, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, David. Bye.
Have a good day.